So my name is Charlotte. I'm a performance coach at TMP, and I help fitness professionals that are just starting to scale the business and starting to have a few hire, just to get out of their own ways by helping them with their performance, getting rid of all their insecurities, the lack of confidence, the limiting belief that is just getting in the way of them being their best selves. So I actually have a background in originally in neuroscience, and then I have a master's in international business and marketing. And then after that, I worked for 10 years in the corporate world, working for some of the biggest alcohol brands in the world, such as Jameson, Havana Club, Ballantine's, Jack Daniel's, Absolut Vodka, and all of that. And this really, really taught me a lot, because I was obviously dealing with a lot of insecurity, comparison syndrome, imposter syndrome. There was a lot of pressure involved in this sort of work that I was doing. And obviously the whole relationship with alcohol as well, working in an alcohol brand, which led me to burnout, which led me to almost like depression at some point. And So I left this world. I went to therapy. I discovered a completely new ways of dealing with things, dealing with life. I found a lot of inner peace and my resilience and confidence. I find it back, because it's really not something actually you really lose. It's something that you just forget that you have. And then following that, I trained. It's changed my life completely. So I decided to train as a cognitive hypnotherapist myself. This is where actually I met Kieran. I was then trained as a trauma therapist, professional coach, performance coach, and then I joined TMP nearly a year ago now. I started working with solo entrepreneur, and now I'm working with, like I said, with fitness professional who are starting to have a few hires and are taking their business to the next level. And on top of that, obviously going through a few other challenges in my life, like I went through postpartum depression when I had my little girl 3 years ago, which really helped putting a little bit more different perspective, I guess, on life and on what was important to me, and on where on dealing with my emotions and where they were coming from. When you think about overwhelm, and I see clients going through this all the time, overwhelm is an excessive amount of expectation and thoughts that are getting in the way of your flow. And I find that, you know, underneath all of that, we have this ability to see things clearly. We have these moments in life where we feel clear, we know exactly what we're supposed to do. And then when overwhelm comes through for us is when we're letting our thoughts getting in the way. And so I find that, you know, it's not so much about trying to fix that. There's a lot of things that you can do for this. You can do, you know, you can meditate, you can go for a walk, you can go for anything like that. But sometimes it's also just about listening to yourself and knowing that, you know, today is just not the day. If you feel overwhelmed, if it's too difficult, maybe look at that one thing that you can do. And I'm a big advocate of that, of the, what's the next step that I can do? What's the one thing I can do today? And for a long time, I was always having, and I still can't help myself. I still have this big list, this big to-do list that I have on my notepad. But the difference is now, I always start the day thinking in my head, okay, if there's only one thing I can do today, just one thing out of all that list, and if I do that, then I'm good. And it usually will, the trick is to always pick the thing that you want to do less, the worst thing. I call this the frog, right? It's the frog on the menu is the thing you don't want to eat. Not for French people, but like for most people, it's the thing that you don't want to eat. So if you could start with that, if you can just eat the frog, then the rest of the meal is going to feel, you know, much more enjoyable. The rest of the day is going to feel much more enjoyable if you can do that one thing. So if you feel overwhelmed, just think about, what's the one thing I can do today? And then if you get that done, then you're good. What I always say, procrastination equals information. Procrastination is just telling you about what makes sense to you right now. And sometimes there's two things that can happen with procrastination. It's usually, we say that this a lot of TMP, it's either a car issue or it's a driver issue. So when it's a car issue, it's like, think about, you know, have you been sleeping well? Have you been eating well? Are you, you know, rested? Are you in a good quality state of mind? Simple as that. Are you feeling clear about what you need to do today? And sometimes, you know, it's just about taking a rest. So it's not, we call it procrastination. It's also, you can just reframe it and thinking about it, just taking a break. You need to take a break and it's okay. When it's a driver issue, then we're looking more like fears and beliefs and things that are getting, like mental blocks that are getting in the way. And a good way of thinking about that is, of going beyond that, is to challenge it. Like, what is it that I'm actually afraid of? What is the thing that is getting in the way? So the other day, it really came through for me. I remember I was, on the Wednesdays, I usually, this is just my day where normally I don't see any clients or anything like that. And I just focus on creativity and on doing creative things. And I had this thing that I was supposed to do. I was supposed to create some content for a company that I was working with. And I'd find myself just, you know, I always start my day with doing a few chores in the house. And I find myself just being on my fifth load of laundry and thinking, well, there's something that is not really sitting well with me right now. And the thing that wasn't sitting well is I knew that's not what I was supposed to do right now. I was actually supposed to start creating content. So I was completely procrastinating. And so I asked myself, I was like, what am I afraid of? And it just came to me. And you realize, and when you do that and you ask yourself that question, something will tend to come up. And the thing that came up for me was, I can't do this. And these are stories. These are stories we're telling ourselves. I can't do this. How do I know? And then the next question you can ask yourself in this moment is, how do I know that's true? What proof do I have that I can't do this? And you realize most of the time that there's nothing. Like, it's based on nothing. It's based on something maybe from your past, maybe something that's happened, and this is something that we go through and we depict in our one-to-one evolution program with TMP, but it will be some old beliefs, old story that you've been telling yourself for years and years, and you're just rehashing again and again, and are here to protect you from what you're afraid might be, like failure or success or something like that. But they're not true, they're just stories. And so the moment that it came true to me, this, I can't do this, I was like, well, I know I can. And so just got me snapped me right back into reality and got me to actually do what I needed to do. Confidence, it's an interesting thing with confidence, is that we are confident. We're born confident. It's not something you need to learn or to teach, or anyone needs to teach you. There's no classes on being confident. And if there is, and you are on one, I strongly advise to just stop right here, because you're wasting your money. Confidence is something you already have within you. And it becomes, and if you look at, if you have any sort of toddlers or children in your surrounding, just look at them. Look at how confident we are. We're born coming in this world like being ourselves. We come as we are. We don't care about what other people think. And it starts getting complicated when we start developing an ego. You know, the difference between the self and the ego is the self is your perception of yourself in relation to yourself, and the ego is your perception of yourself in relation to others. When we start having this almost like little avatar, that other persona, that other version of us that is molded into our vision of other people's expectation of us, is when we start going by that, is when our confidence starts to drop, because that's not who we really are. So I think confidence is about really realigning yourself to your true self, remembering what it is like to just be you. If there was no one around, if you could, something, a little hack into confidence is wondering yourself, what if I could just pretend to be confident? What would that look like? Because when you pretend, it's not about pretending, it's about giving yourself the permission to be. It's removing this thought that you can't be, and just actually be yourself. So for those who haven't worked with me yet, or who don't know that yet, it's like I always ask my clients to pick like a alter ego name, which is a Disney character name, for me to talk about them without compromising their, obviously, and their identity. So this is what I'm going to use here, and that particular person was called, I called him Nemo. So Nemo came to see me, and he was completely, he was in what you would call paralysis by analysis, which happens a lot to a lot of our clients, and you know, happens to me quite a lot as well, which is this, you know, the feeling that everything has to be perfect before you do anything. So they just end up like really much in their head and not actually achieving anything, which is just a big problem because it doesn't allow them to bring their program, their business to the next level. And it was overwhelmed with fear, with obviously leading to a lot of procrastination and also a lot of anger. There was a lot of anger and resentment and judgment of others. And when we did some work together and we went back to the origin, where did that come from? Realized that he grew up in an environment where emotions weren't safe, where he was in a family where it's not that he wasn't allowed to share his emotion. It was just that he had so much responsibility. He felt like he had to take care of his family. He had to take care of his parents a lot. So it wasn't safe to actually be honest with his emotion, to be a child and all of that. So he took a lot of responsibility. And so he realized that it wasn't safe. It wasn't safe to express his emotion, which led into adult life of being really disconnected with his emotions and not being able to be himself. And it was also we went back to some of the memories as well. And it was quite a heavy child. And there was a lot of judgment on himself He felt there was a lot of judgment on others, judgment of himself. He was being mocked, he was being teased at school. And so it came out in his adult life as very much like, fuck them all, I'm going to prove them wrong and all that. So this like, almost like this hate of himself, this hate of others, this anger was like allowing him to do all the things that he's done in his life. And it was really crucial to him and it was really difficult for him to let go of that anger and to let go of that fuck them attitude, because it felt like it got him where he was. And when working together, he realized there was another way, because that was creating a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress for him. And so he realized that there was another way of doing this, which was the compassion for this part of himself, the realization that this anger was just that little fat, little heavy kid that was still within him and was trying to protect him from the judgment of others, from the hate that he felt from other people. And that version of him, that little part of him just needed to be nurtured, just needed to be loved, just needed to be understood and to be heard. And that once he started doing that, he suddenly started to relax. And it was amazing. It was actually really amazing to see. He started to relax into like more love, more compassion and more empathy for his clients as well, which resulted in just a much better relationship with his clients, much better progression of his business. And so we worked together on a completely new direction, vision, purpose of where he wanted to take his business, and ended up being like, you know, thriving and much more enjoyable as well as a whole, like to work with his business and his clients. So Robin Hood was one client of mine who came to see me. Like most clients, just he wanted to be more performant. He wanted to stop procrastinating. He wanted to be more motivated. And it was an interesting one with him because although most clients would, when we would look into the root of that, we would go back to some beliefs that were created when they were quite young, usually within a family sort of set. Usually it's something related to your parents or the way that you were brought up and all that. And with him, and I found that actually happened quite a lot with loads of my male clients, it ended up being related to a football missed career, I would say, or professional football missed career, or anything related to football. Because there's a lot of, for a lot of clients who played football quite a lot when they were younger, obviously there's a lot of competitiveness. It's quite a tough environment for a child, like, you know, being picked for a team or not picked for a team, being put down, like all the hopes and dreams of potentially becoming professional and all the glams and all of that around that, and being all the dreams being crushed. And I had so many clients who went through this, and it was really crushing for them. And so it was about when he was like 14, 15 or something like that. So quite late for, in terms of when we think about limiting beliefs being usually created when we were younger. And it was a big aha moment, a big, you know, light bulb moment for him when he realized that all of this insecurity was coming from that, was coming from his experience being part of a group and not feeling accepted by the group or not feeling good enough for it, having these dreams about potentially becoming a professional footballer and then not, you know, not leveling up to his parents' expectations, his own expectations. And so when we worked on that and he was able to let that go, because it was about, it was a big part of it. It's about letting go of it and focusing on the future, focusing on what was, or even just the present, what was going on right now, was really, really pivotal for him. And he ended up just, I think for him, the best way of describing what came alive to him was just a feeling of, oh, like, I don't have to drag this with me anymore. I don't have to care about this anymore. I can just let it go. And that freed an incredible amount of space in his mind, in his heart, in everything, that allowed him suddenly to focus on his business and on his future and on developing him. And it's been amazing to see how quickly he's grown his business since then. And not only how much he's grown it, but how much pleasure he took from it, from doing that. Main thing that I talk to my clients about is it always goes back to where your experience is coming from, and the misunderstanding that our experience of life is coming from anywhere else but our thinking, which explains why, you know, if you feel very, or if you think you're, you know, very grateful, you realize that there's a lot of things to be grateful about. And in a day where you feel incredibly pissed off, where you'll find that there's a lot of things to be pissed off about. And it's not about your environment. It's not about the circumstances. It's not to say that some days are harder than other, or are not harder than other, or not easier than other. But it's always comes down to your thinking about it and your thoughts about it. And you know, and it's important to reframe sometimes and to think positively and stuff, but it's also much more important to allow yourself to be pissed off sometimes, allow yourself to be sad, allow yourself to be angry. There are no such thing as bad emotions. Emotions are just emotions, and you have everything you need to deal with them, to process them. You have within you like a built-in system that allows you to process the emotion in the same way you have within you an immune system that processes bacteria, that processes viruses, that allows you to heal. And we don't need to interfere with that. We try to fix it. We try to fix it with our thinking. We try to fix it with our diet. We try to fix it with exercising. We're earning more money. We're doing more of this. And we make ourselves, we drive us, we bring ourselves to the verge of burnout by doing things like that. So I'd say that the one thing I would say is just be kind to yourself and listen to yourself, because you can never go wrong with that. So if anyone's listening is on the fence about joining TMP, I would say good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to be on the fence, because it means you are starting to feel a little bit of discomfort. And discomfort is telling you that you're about to do something really cool. We don't grow, we don't develop when we stay in our comfort zone. So I would say just listen to that discomfort, just lean into it, because that's what's going to get you the best results. That's what's going to get you to do really cool shit.
So that's us for today, team. I want to say a huge thank you for spending this portion of your life listening to us. A couple of things before you disappear. If you're not already following us on Instagram, you can find all of our daily content on mindset and hitting peak performance at Total Mental Performance, or our website, www.totalmentalperformance.com. If you haven't already, please subscribe. You'll find us on Spotify, the Apple Podcasts, and all the other various different platforms. Big love. Thank you ever so much. And we're looking forward to speaking with you soon.